There are fresh revelations that young foreign workers are being deliberately underpaid in parts of the blueberry industry on the New South Wales North Coast. An investigation by the Australian Workers Union claims they're being exploited by dodgy labour hire firms and forced to accept below-water wages to maintain their working holiday visas. The labour hire firms and farms contacted by AM deny the allegations. Here's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales North Coast was once known for its bananas, but these days it's home to 65% of Australia's blueberries crop. It's also a sun-drenched magnet for young foreign workers who pick berries to roll over their working holiday visas. But to complete the required 88 days on the job, some say they've been forced to accept unlawfully low wages by unscrupulous labour hire firms.
I was really surprised. My first thought was, I didn't know this could happen in Australia. Like, I had this image of the country that was very fair about working and about the wages and that stuff. So it really took me by surprise that this was legal.
Lautiro Wickman is a 28-year-old backpacker from Argentina. During COVID, when work was hard to find, he went to the Coffs Coast to pick blueberries, where he says he was paid less than $10 an hour.
No one complains because we need it, you know? We need the job. They know we are desperate for our payslip.
27-year-old Isabel, not a real name, is a backpacker from Ecuador. Unable to get hospitality work during COVID, she also headed north, where she found the per bucket or piece rate was barely enough to live on.
So when I arrived, they told me that they pay per bucket. It could be from $6 to $8. You know, that day I worked almost 8 hours and I did just 4 buckets.
Right. So $24.
Yeah. So the first week I did probably $120. But the thing is that I didn't have much time to complete my 88 days to extend my visa. So it was that or nothing.
Some of the stories have been absolutely harrowing. We have a lot of working holiday makers who have just had terrible experiences with subcontractors getting paid as little as $3 an hour.
Edward Kavanagh of the McKell Institute co-authored the Blue Harvest investigation for the Australian Workers Union.
If workers were being paid the appropriate wage on these farms, it'd be around $24 an hour. We're very rarely seeing workers getting that much.
What's the worst case that you've found in this investigation?
An Australian woman who lost her house in a bushfire around Nimbin. She was sort of on her last legs financially and saw a blueberry picking job in the Coffs Coast area through a labour hire subcontractor. She ended up working on a farm for a month and didn't receive any payment whatsoever.
Labour hire firms contacted by AM refused to speak on the record, but denied claims that vulnerable workers are being exploited and in some cases mistreated. But Daniel Walton, National Secretary of the AWU, says wages theft in fruit picking is shamefully systemic.
We've seen exploitation in terms of passports being taken. We've seen exploitation in terms of illegal worker abuse. We've seen sexual assault, we've seen physical violence, we've seen pretty much every form of exploitation.
There have been so many inquiries into worker underpayments. Is it now time for something like a Royal Commission?
There is such a massive failing in this industry that a Royal Commission looks likely to be the most appropriate vehicle to finally put a stop to this. We can't keep saying these are just a few bad apples.
Daniel Walton from the Australian Workers Union speaking to Peter Ryan.